And Next Business Hour continues, and with us now, Habib Balian, CEO of Metro Gold Line Foothill Extension Construction Authority, which is working to expand the Metro Gold Line light rail from East Pasadena to Montclair. Habib, thank you very much for coming to the line this afternoon. Give us an update on how the construction is going and how the project is going there in the San Gabriel Valley.
Well, as you know, we are well underway with construction on the project. We're about 50% complete on all of the work from Pasadena to Azusa. It's about 11.5 miles. At this point, we will go into January with all of the stations underway, with the parking facilities underway, with the rail system being installed, and most of the intersections complete along the 11.5 miles. So we will turn this project over to Metro in September of 2015. At that point, all the landscaping will be in, the art will be in, the stations will be completed, and it'll be ready for Metro to start their testing and operation sometime thereafter.
It's hard to believe that it's been, what, a year now since the Gold Line Bridge over the 210 had the unveiling, the completion of that bridge, which has become quite an iconic structure there.
Yes, we look at it as a gateway to the San Gabriel Valley. That bridge, we've talked about a lot about over the last year, came in on time and on budget. That was about an $18.5 million bridge. And that project, we're very proud to say, won 5 very prestigious awards in both the construction industry, construction management, but also on the engineering side. So it's been fully recognized nationally for its achievement, and we're very appreciative of that and very, very proud of that bridge that is now a gateway to the San Gabriel Valley.
And tell us again about the importance of this entire Metro Gold Line project to the local economy.
Well, you know, this project is important not only for those transit-dependent people, but those people looking for another way into Pasadena or downtown Los Angeles. And then beyond that, we also are looking forward to all of the development that will occur. Each of the cities along the alignment have embraced the concept of transit-oriented development, having more density in their historic downtowns, and we see that potentially is raising $2 and $3 billion over the long term just in development alone. So it's huge for these cities, it's huge for the region, and it's really good for the entire county transit system.
All right, so what's the next major milestone that we'll all be celebrating?
Well, the next milestone that we're going to celebrate is the start of the next phase of work from Azusa to Montclair. We're going to start that design effort in the spring of next year. And with that, we will have enough design completed in about a 2-year period that we can go out and procure the services to build that project. So we, over the next 2 years, we're going to be looking at how that project can be financed and how quickly we can get into construction. We would expect that once construction is completed in 2015, that we would immediately go into construction of the next phase of the project in 2016. And we look forward to you being there for that groundbreaking too, Frank.
Oh, that's wonderful. I look very much forward to that. So when will we be able to say all aboard and get on that Gold Line?
Well, we expect Metro to be in operation of the Gold Line in early 2016.
Well, terrific. Well, we'll follow it every step of the way. Habib Balian, the CEO of the Metro Gold Line to Foothill Extension Construction Authority. Appreciate that important update. We wish you and everybody there a happy holiday season and a happy new year, and look forward to staying in touch with you here in the KINX Business Hour.
Thank you, Frank. Merry Christmas.